Welcome to Shomach Shalom and the Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio Daf Tzadik Dalet. We're starting the new Perek HaShoyel, and we learn right away in the first Mishnah the idea that Baal of Imoy, when the owner is with the Shoyel, the Shoyel is Potter if the animal died. The Birka Shmuel and Boba Kamo brings the name of Reb Chaim, a Chakira. Chakira is when you have Baal Avimo, when the owner is with the Shoyel. Is the Pshat that then the Shoyel is not a Shomer anymore? He's not considered to be a Shomer. He is right now someone who's able to use the cow, but he's not a Shomer. Doesn't have the Dini of Shomer. Or he's still a Shomer. Just he's Potter from Oinsim. Doesn't have to pay when something bad happened to the animal. So brings the Birkas Shmuel, the Reb Chaim said that it's a machloikis in the Yushalmi. Because the Yushalmi brings a discussion, a machloikis. Does a Shoyel who has Baal of Imoy need to do a Shvuah? Does he have to be Nishba? Does he have to swear to give a vow to the owner and tell him that he didn't do anything wrong, etc.? So his one man Dorma says he does need to do a Shvuah. And the other man Dorma says he does not need. Says Reb Chaim, what's a machloikis? What's the Shoyerish of machloikis? The machloikis is, is a Shoyel Baal of Imoy still a Shomer or not? If he's still a Shomer, so he needs to do a Shvuah. Every Shomer has to do a Shvuah. But if he's not a Shomer anymore, so then he doesn't have to do a Shvuah. This is what the Birka Shmuel brings in Avraham Chaim. And Lechora, this thing depends on how the Meforshei HaTorah explain the reasoning of Baal of Imoy. If you look in the Meforshei HaTorah, the Sfarno brings, what's the idea of the Baal of Imoy? It says when the owner is together with the Shoyel, that shows that he really has Kiruv Hadas, they're very close to each other, they're real good friends. It's not considered to be a real Shoyel, a real borrower. They're very close to each other and they're doing things together. The Meshech Chachma adds more to it. He says, this is not a normal thing that someone lends something to his friend and then goes and helps him. Elama, he really owes him something. He needs to pay back for something to his friend. So he lends him something and he goes, helps him. That's not a shoyel. That may be a katzel of a soicher, of a renter. There's some kind of give or take, which is not considered to be a pure shaylo, a pure borrowing. According to the Sforno and the Meshech Chachma, it seems to be, this is not a shoyel. It doesn't have a definition of a shoyel. But if you look at the Cheskuni says the pshat like this. What's the reason that when you have Baal of Imoy, the Shomer doesn't have to pay? Because usually the Shoyel can claim, the owner can claim to the Shoyel, you caused the animal to die. The Shoyel said, I didn't. I didn't do anything wrong. Says the owner to the Shoyel, I don't believe you. I don't think you're saying the truth. I think that you're responsible for the fact that my behema died. But if Baal of Imoy, if the owner is there, so he knows exactly what happened. So he should have checked, and if he sees that everything is okay, he was with the Shoyel, he sees the Shoyel is not responsible. So therefore, Baal of Imoy, the Shoyel doesn't have to pay for Einsim. So it seems to be that's Mamash the Machlokes. According to the Cheskuni, the Shoyel is a Shoyel. Just as one prat, one detail, where the owner cannot come and claim against him. He can't come and claim that he's responsible for the death, because he was there and he saw it, he wasn't responsible. But according to the Sfarna, according to the Meshech Chachma, the Shoyel is not really a Shoyel. It's a different transaction happening over here. So Reb Chaim says that there's a machlokes in Yushalmi of if a Shoyel Baal of Imoy has a din of a Shomer or not, lechur depends on how we understand the Svaro of Baal of Imoy. Beis Hashem, when we get to the next daf, we're going to speak about the Oimek of Baal of Imoy al pi Kabbalah and al pi Chasidus. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.